Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shift Church. It's a new year. It's 2021. The calendar has changed since we last met. I'm not sure. You know what I thought today? Maybe I ought to put a reminder out that we're starting again, because I had another meeting this week. We were meant to be starting again this week. And then I had messages saying, I thought we were starting next week. But anyway, I'm here.
They were obviously keen, weren't they?
They obviously were. So who else have we got here? For those of you who can't see who are on the podcast, you'll have to introduce yourselves. Who have we got?
Say hello. Right. Sarah's putting her glasses on. Oh, Sandra Williams, evening all. Hi, Sandra. Oh, Liz. Bless her. Michelle's, hope you're well. That's all I've got through so far. I do tend to have a very slow feed. I think it's Brosley. We're sort of out of the... we're out of some sort of orbit of the signal there. I don't know. Okay, Lynn's here. Hi, Lynn. Nice. Elizabeth Wright, Lindsay. Evening. So people do know then, Tim.
Yeah, that's very good.
And we're here. Hi, Paul.
Who else have we got for those who are on the podcast? We've got Sarah.
We've got Paul Thompson.
On screen, Sarah. You've got to get Sean, get a word in edgeways, you know.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were asking about this.
Oh, well, that was good as well.
Okay, sorry. Yes, hi, it's me, Sean. Hello, everyone.
Hello. How are you doing, Sean?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you, yeah. I'm here and looking forward to tonight, so...
And you put good. Your posh hat on.
Oh, yeah, you can see the halo above my head, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, I want to know best Christmas presents. And you can do this on the stream as well. If you're with us live on Facebook, best Christmas presents on the stream. I'm sure Sarah will.
Yeah, come on, let's see.
I got an electric toothbrush from Pam. That was really good.
Very good. Right. Is it very effective?
It is, yeah. Yeah, very good. It tells you when 2 minutes is up, so... That's quite good, actually.
I can never.
Because obviously, you know.
I know you're meant to brush your teeth for 2 minutes, but really, life is too short.
Ali had a lovely book from Liz for Christmas. I had Liz's book that I bought for myself. So.
You got what you got yourself a Christmas present?
Why not? Not many people. Listen, when you get to my age, people don't get you. All I get through the post these days is asking me to plan my funeral. And everything to do with my age. Oh, I've had something inviting me to go and live in sheltered accommodation today. So,
I'm not commenting.
No, please don't. It's my birthday in a couple of weeks, and it's always a very sensitive time. I've had two lovely china mugs, and because I love china mugs. You can only drink tea out of a china mug. Contentious, I know. And both from different people, and had robins on, so they know I like to look at a robin in the garden. So
there you go. There's obviously a
and
robin
candles
dancing here.
Yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth's had some flowers. That's nice. Are they real flowers, Elizabeth, or artificial ones? So you can keep them all year. I reckon they'll be real flowers.
Well,
do you?
Mine, Liz.
No, Elizabeth, right. Oh, Tim, I saw a little bit of the green eye monster there.
No. It's just that my Liz did get flowers, but they were for her birthday, not for Christmas, because her birthday's right next to Christmas. So
that's
I was going to say, they were a birthday present, not a Christmas present. They were from Tabitha, not from me anyway, so.
All right, I believe you. Oh, that was good. Oh, a Bible as well, Liz, lots of wine. Excellent.
Yes, that was from Liz's parents. We got a big box of wine. That was nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was indeed. So it's good to have people back with us, those of you who've made it. Some of you, more than normal, might be catching up on Facebook or on YouTube or on the podcast because you didn't quite make it to Facebook Live. That's all right. It's what it's designed for. It doesn't have to be all at the same time in the same place.
Absolutely.
If you want to join in the conversation, you'll do so on the comments stream. Sarah's picking those up. Or email me at tim@allsaints-wellington.org. We'll pick those up in the week and we'll put them into next week.
Yeah, it was also saying, won't we, just because we before we came live, that if anybody out there has got any ideas of perhaps something you might want us to do, this new year with Shift Church, then put those ideas across.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We'd love to hear.
We would indeed. Mm. Very good. So I think we will have a bit of an opportunity just to centre ourselves. We haven't got music, but I've got some pickies, and I thought I might read bits of Psalm 18, just nice and slow, reflective, just give us opportunity. Don't know what your day's been like, but I suspect most of us have had to rearrange our days at pretty short notice over the last couple of this week in lots of different ways. So whether you're out and about, whether you're locked down, whether you're at work listening to a podcast, just a moment just to breathe and just listen to some words from Psalm 18. And I just need to share my screen. There we go. I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my stronghold, my crag and my haven. My God, my rock in whom I put my trust, my shield, the horn of my salvation and my refuge, you are worthy of praise. I will call upon the Lord, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The breakers of death rolled over me, and the torrents of oblivion made me afraid. The cords of hell entangled me, and the snares of death were set for me. I called upon the Lord in my distress and cried out to my God for help. He heard my voice from his heavenly dwelling. My cry of anguish came to his ears. The earth reeled and rocked. The roots of the mountains shook. They reeled because of his anger. Smoke rose from his nostrils, and a consuming fire out of his mouth. Hot burning coals blazed forth from him. He parted the heavens and came down with a storm cloud under his feet. He reached down from on high and grasped me. He drew me out of great waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into an open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. He rescued me because he delighted in me. I really like Psalm 18. That's a slightly, I've just realised it's a slightly different translation from the one I really like. That last verse, he brought me out into a spacious place, it says in some translations. And I love that idea, particularly when we're locked down and doesn't feel like we're in a very spacious place. That idea that God will bring us out into a spacious place.
Yeah.
Place we can breathe.
Yeah.
I wonder where people's spacious places are. What do you think?
I find myself looking out the window a lot at these sort of times. I swear I'm lucky because, you know, I can see a sort of open fields and what have you from every aspect of the house. But I do stare across the fields a lot at the time when you know you shouldn't be going out much. Mm. And yeah, I sort of imagine myself just out there with them. It's a lot warmer doing it that way. with the radiators up.
Open fields, that's what you imagine when you imagine a spacious place.
Yeah, or the sea, the side of the sea.
John?
Yeah, when I walk the dog, I tend to get out and about, obviously, and around the town and stuff. And for me, that is my open space. Mm. And, opportunity to pray on my own and think about things. And so, yeah, that's my open space, really.
Yeah.
Mm. How about you, Tim?
I can't do it very much at the moment, but I go down to Ironbridge and row. And particularly out if I'm out in a single, just out on the river, and there's nobody else, not many other people around. It's quiet. See the deer. Occasionally see a kingfisher.
Mm.
It's poddling up and down the Severn.
You have to let me know next time. Yes. I can wave to you from the bridge.
Oh, don't go down to the bridge. I'm not allowed.
All right.
Well, but we can occasionally go down in an eight, but because it gets very shallow and quite rapid when you get down below the bridge,
yeah,
in a single, you've got to be quite experienced to turn, spin down there before and get back up before you end up going down the rapid sideways.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, not good.
No. So,
can I just apologise to people if by any chance they're dropping stuff into the chat, because I've had nothing come through for a long time, so I don't know whether people just aren't saying anything. Or for some reason, I'm not picking it up. So if you are saying something, apologies. We'll respond when we can.
Okay, dokie. Well, are you doing the first reading or is Sean?
Sorry, say again.
Who's doing the first reading?
Sean.
I am.
Well, what's the first reading then, Sean?
So I'm reading from John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. And the title is Jesus Anointed at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus died, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't that perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save the perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. But on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him.
Mm. Thank you. And Sarah, are you going to read the other one?
Yeah, second reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 6, and verses 1 to 7. Not too far to flip through.
Yeah.
So Acts 6, 1 to 7, and this is the NIV version, and it's the choosing of the seven. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
Very good. Thank you. I just had a little look, and on my phone there are some comments coming.
There are now.
Spacious places. So if you haven't got, perhaps do a refresh or switch it off. And
yeah,
switch.
I've got some through now.
Great. That's all right. So a bit of a reflection on those readings, and kind of a bit more generally about the beginning of the year, kind of vision and where we hope this year is going to go, and yeah, those kind of things. And I do this at the beginning of every year at All Saints. So last year I was stood at the front of All Saints telling stories about tent pegs, and the way in which I felt that God might be encouraging us as a church, as All Saints, to enlarge the place of the tent, to stretch out the tent and to put the tent pegs in. And as I was thinking about back on that, which I'd said in January over the summer during the first lockdown, that I first started having the inklings of the idea for something like Shift Church that wouldn't just be live streaming what we were doing on Sunday, but would be something different, would be on an evening, it would be podcasted, it would mean that we could do things more flexibly, and would reach out and be available for those who, for whom Sunday mornings just doesn't work. And we kind of, I did a little bit of a, floated the idea in with a little video, and we got a little team together to work out what it might look like. And then we finally started. Was it October sometime we did our first one, something like that?
Was it October or was it late September?
Somewhere like that, anyway.
Yeah.
And it's evolved a little bit, it's changed a little bit, but we've had this idea of doing something a bit different. And that has been a way in which we've stretched out the tent. We've enlarged what we do, as well as our other internet stuff. Now, I've got to be honest as well and say that as well as the enlarging and the stretching and the new stuff, there's been some stuff that we used to do as a church that we're not able to do at the moment, that's shrunk, really. So, for instance, our toddler groups, which have been the ones in the parish centre have been running for decades. I think this is probably the longest they've not run, probably, well, definitely this century, but probably a chunk of last century as well. And that was a meeting place. It was a tent where we could provide a place for young mums and dads and carers to meet and to support each other. We've not been able to do that, which has been a bit rubbish, really. Our small groups have struggled a bit. Some have been meeting on Zoom and supporting each other on WhatsApp and things, but that's tricky. And kind of gathering together to read the Bible and pray together is a really important part of our discipleship. And that's taken a bit of a hit, and particularly our families and folk with young children. Young children really don't engage with Zoom. They don't really like watching church on TV. They want to go and play with their toys. And it's really a real struggle for families with children. And as we go into the new year, not much is certain. Looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better. Not wanting to put a downer on things, but just being kind of realistic about it. And I kind of, on my good days, I think with the vaccine rollout, we might get something a bit looking normal, Easter-ish maybe, but more likely September in terms of being able to get church. I've just emailed out to everybody today saying that the church building is closed now for lockdown. So even our Sunday services won't be coming from the church building anymore for the next month and a half. That's not great, but one thing that doesn't change, that is certain, is the character of God. God loves us. God continues to call us. God continues to be with us. God is trustworthy and reliable. And we've just celebrated Christmas and that kind of famous passage from the beginning of John, the light of the world, light has come into the world. And it's the light that shows us the way. It's the light of hope. And as John says, the true light that comes into the world so that anyone who receives him, who believes in his name, has the right to be children of God. That's what we are. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. And it can't be taken away from us. Even when things are dark, the light of Christ helps us to see. And so as we look around, as we look into the new year in the light of Christ, I think one of the things we can look at and our vision, our sight can be guided by is the vision that we have as a church and the values we have as a church. Because I think those things have really helped us in the last year to be positive and to do the things God calling us to do. I think they can help as we look forward into the new year as well. So I'm going to try again to share my screen because I just want to remind us of our kind of three vision images. Many of you have seen these before. Some of you might not have done, but I just wanted to share these. Here we go. I'm not sure if my face appears on the side as well on the screen, but anyway, so this is a picture that was drawn by one of our young adults a few years ago. And it really shows for me this thing about God having poured generosity into All Saints as a church. And then that flowing out, that it's like a beacon on a hill with a light shining out the windows. It just can't be hidden. It's a beacon of light, and the good things that have been poured into us overflow back out into the community. And I think looking back over the year, I can see ways in which the church community has been a beacon of hope to people. And even physically, we had the Light of Hope thing that we did. Just wanting to keep reminding people that God is good and there are riches there. And then the second image is one that is based on that reading that Sean read for us from that meal at Bethany. And it's a bit of an abstract representation. You've got Jesus there in the middle, and you've got Mary worshipping at his feet, worshipping with abandon, having kind of poured out this expensive perfume, wiping his feet with her hair. Can you just imagine that? I mean, Sarah's the only one of us got hair long enough to do that. Sarah, can you imagine letting your hair down and wiping somebody's feet with it?
No. Oh, not really.
Well, there you are. You said that is just kind of the level of worship. And Martha's there serving in the kitchen, and Lazarus is there leaning in friendship against Jesus. And all three are coming closer to Jesus, who is Lord, God, and friend. It's a Christ-centered church with faithful service, intimate worship, friendship with God. And actually, something that struck me as I thought about this is that this is a domestic scene. This is a dining room. This is a living room. And isn't it interesting that this year, perhaps more than any years, we probably worshipped and studied the Bible and prayed in our own houses on a Sunday more than we did before.
Yeah.
It's moved into the domestic setting. Mm. And I just wonder if there's something interesting about that.
Mm. Absolutely.
And then the third picture is this is the strawberry plant, sending out runners, because that's how strawberry plants grow. They send out runners with little baby strawberry plants on that take root and grow fruit. And it's about being a connected community of congregations, each with the same DNA, the same values, but growing in different contexts. And this year we've seen new runners start off. Shift Church is perhaps a really good example of that. But we do also have to be real and recognise that there have been some that have withered or gone into hibernation, and that's been difficult. And we talk about having our values as we work towards this vision of loving God, loving each other, loving our neighbours, celebrating and exploring. And it's been difficult this year at times to find things to celebrate. Lots of opportunities to do the loving stuff, lots of opportunities to explore new things to do. But actually maybe having the value that we value celebrating has forced us at times to find things to celebrate even when things have been difficult. Aww. So with these things in mind and looking forward to the next year, what do we see, and particularly perhaps what do we see about Shift Church? I'm fairly sure that online is here to stay, whatever else happens. We've been pushed into finding out these new ways of connecting, of doing discipleship online. And it feels like we've actually found quite a good pattern with Shift Church. I know people have fed back that, okay, we have these little talky bits, but then we have a chance to have the conversation, which we'll have in a minute. And that's, people like that. It's a bit more flexible. And so we feel like we've got a good pattern. We had a bit of a review at the end of last year. And we think we're now in a place where we're confident to go and tell other people about it and invite them to come and find out more about it. So over the next couple of weeks, the team are going to be coming up with some kind of social media pictures and some short videos about what Shift Church is all about for us to be sharing out there and to be inviting people to come along. I kind of hope it'll be an opportunity to tell our friends and our colleagues, if you're part of Shift Church, if you listen on the podcast, perhaps recommend it to someone else you know listens to podcasts. If you're watching on Facebook, perhaps put a share on it or onto your profile. And it just strikes me that as we go into this lockdown, people are going to be facing all kinds of challenges. They're going to have their lives have been disrupted. They'll be perhaps in a place where they're willing to try something new. And we might be really well positioned to do that, providing this flexible way that people can explore faith, have a bit of time to think, to do some discipleship. So the material is going to be coming out soon. And I think, it'll be good to see what happens with it.
I think the timing is definitely right, because, I mean, you take your pick as to what you believe about how long the lockdown's going to go on. End of February, middle of March, some say. So I think, as you said, the time is right now for us to, you know, spread the shift tent.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then looking a little bit beyond that to after Easter, there's going to be a thing called Do You Know Him? And this is going to be across Telford, across physical church, across online church. And basic idea is asking as many people the question, do you know him? And him being Jesus, obviously, this being a churchy thing, as possible. Really giving people an opportunity to meet Jesus, to know him, to get to know him. So each week at Shift, we're going to be looking at a different aspect of who Jesus is and what that means. It'll be small group material if you're in a small group, looking at it as well. If you're not in a small group and you'd like to be in a small group, do get in touch, because that's a good thing to do. And we're going to be working with other churches in the area to do. I was talking with someone today. We're coming up with all kinds of crazy ideas. Am I allowed to say my favourite idea, given that it was my idea? I haven't done it yet. But I was, without mentioning names, I was wondering if they're open, if we could book out a restaurant and have a fishes and loaves meal, not just five loaves and a few sardines, but actually have a proper, like, with nice kind of rustic kind of breads and things and different fish courses and that kind of stuff that people could invite other their friends along to. We could have a five loaves and fishes meal, bit of an afternoon talk about Jesus' generosity. So it'll be that kind of thing. It'll be things, hopefully, if we are able to do events, those kind of invite your friends along events.
Those things work really well. It's a good way to bring new people into church, just by attending a normal social event.
But it will be a social event. No, we have to go normal. We are normal.
We are normal, yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. People expect that it's going to be an hour of preaching and what have you, but...
And being a neutral venue is really good as well. So people will come along to something like that.
I think it'll be a while,
It's something to look forward to, I guess, isn't it?
Well, this is going to be, Do You Know Him's going to be going over 10 weeks, starting at after Easter. So it'll still be going May, June-ish. So I think...
We should be all right by then.
We might be able to do something. Yeah. Anyway, start looking out for the Do You Know Him stuff. Start thinking about, who might you invite something at? And how would you like to get to know Jesus better this year? So, as we go into the new year, I see All Saints Shift Church as a shining beacon, place of encounter with Jesus, and a fruitful expression of God's kingdom. We're a people of love, of exploration and celebration. So I'm looking forward to what God's going to do with us, with All Saints, with us as individuals, with Shift Church. And yeah, hopefully we can go into it together and see what God's prepared for us to do this year.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah, really interested in any thoughts that people have got. If you want to email us in, or if you're live with us now, put it on the comment stream. Sarah will pick that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything I've said, or on the Bible readings that we had. Very happy to pick anything up, really.
Well, can I just say thank you very much, Elizabeth Wright, not Liz Carter. What a lovely comment. Elizabeth says, love Shift Church, learn a lot and miss everyone at Christmas time. That's nice, isn't it? Oh,
yes.
Very nice. What else did we see? So lots of sharing of special places. I love Emmy's, actually, when she talks about her favourite space being sitting on the step with a cup of tea. I think that's very nice. And then she does make a comment about escaping to the bath for busy mums, but, you know, we won't go there. We don't want to give it away to dads, do we? We don't want to let them know. Liz is like me. You're Liz, Tim. She likes the seaside.
She does.
So that's brilliant. Lynn has been saying she thinks it's frustrating that some stuff has to stop, but we have to see it as a hiatus.
Yeah.
And she questions or raises the point that maybe kids' work is stuck everywhere, although maybe not stuck, it's challenging. And Emmy certainly has her thoughts and agrees with that. You know, there's a great responsibility on parents to bring faith into the home, Emmy says. Very pleased the Lord equipped me for this in 2019 with my new wine and parenting for faith.
Ah, well, there you are.
So that was really good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need some suggestions on what else we can be doing, like Liz said.
Yeah. Well, we've got the take it home thing that we do quite often at Shift, don't we? So
we'll
go on to that in a minute. I wonder what your sense of kind of vision for church or even for life. Do you do a kind of, maybe not resolutions, but do you do kind of sitting down and thinking about what you want to do for the year?
Personally, I don't do New Year's resolutions. I think I gave up on them when I realised I could never keep one.
Yeah.
So that was a long time ago. But when I find that I tend to do is more reflection at New Year. So just thinking about, even in a grotty year, what am I coming out of this year with? Try and focus on the positive things that have happened rather than the bad things. And that's been tough in recent years, but I'm absolutely there now. So that's brilliant. And just, I think I tend to focus on, from the point of view of what can I do to strengthen my faith more? And I do that rather than I can't stop drinking because I don't drink. Or smoking, or, you know, I'm gonna be good with my eating. I will be when I want to, but I can also eat half a packet of nice fingers like I did this afternoon, you know. But it's just about building on what's gone past for me.
Yeah. What about you, Sean? Do you ever kind of have a think of kind of looking into the future and thinking, okay, what kind of vision have I got for the year?
I think I'm a bit like Sarah. I think I used to have all these New Year's resolutions, and never was able to keep them. So they've gone by the wayside. But for me, what I try to do is a study that leads up to Christmas, and think about passages that are in there. So, for example, the one that struck me was, there's a passage where it says that Mary pondered things. I can't remember exactly where that is, which book it is in, but it was on about thinking. She pondered things about how, you know, what happened to her and what she'd decided to do and all of that. And I thought that was really good thing for the new year. to really just ponder what God, what is God saying, what does God want to do, and how, you know, where is he taking us, basically? Because that's essentially what Mary had to do. You know, she was given that task, and which she was obedient to. And I think that's a good thing for us all going into the new year, to ponder what God wants to do at the beginning of the year. And that's what I'm trying to do at the moment. So whether it'll work or not is a different matter, but that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, there's some good thoughts coming in about New Year's resolutions or what we can do at the beginning of the year. Lynn says she just takes each day as it comes. So there's no great planning there other than just be prepared for whatever the day sort of throws at you or whatever. Emmy's saying, it's quite interesting, the last 2 years she's done an American Christian-led course for busy working mums around goal setting, and she finds that very helpful and positive. Liz Carter is saying, sometimes it's good to pray for a word for the year, a word that you feel God is leading you forward in, maybe perseverance, joy, patience, intimacy, etc., etc. Yeah. So some good thoughts there. Still as well, carrying on from the previous things we were talking about, like losing toddlers and what have you for the moment. And just people saying, hey, it's a sadness, and that it's going to be needed more when things start getting back to normal again.
Yeah.
I think the only way I've learned to think about these things is if we feel as if we're losing something, and often it's not that we've lost it, it's that perhaps God's taken it away for something even better to replace it. An improvement, something will always come out of a situation that we can't see or understand. Yeah. I think that's the only thing that gets me through when tough stuff happens. There's another plan in all of this. And talking of tough stuff, and I think, Sean, you're on prayers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need to add Elizabeth to our prayers, because she's not feeling too great today.
Right.
So have a bit of time off, so we can include Elizabeth in our prayers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just thought of something, and now it's just gone completely out of my head. Oh, I know what it was. Yeah, and one of the things as we are looking to come out of the hiatus and things starting up again, one of the things it has been is, I know that quite a few of the folk who've run things like toddlers in the past are of the grandma kind of age.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're clinically vulnerable, they're going to be some of the last people able to come back out.
Yes.
So the chances are we're going to need new members of the team as well to be able to run that stuff. So just praying into that as we look forward to it, and starting to think, because everybody's lives have been kind of thrown up in the air. And one of the things, and that's painful, but one of the things it perhaps does do is give us an opportunity as a church, we can start, decide what we're going to start up again. But actually also as individuals, as things start to come back again, do we want to make decisions about shaping our lives differently?
Differently, yeah.
We have the opportunity to do that because everything's been disrupted.
Change. That's the great thing about change. Change can be hard and painful, but it gives us opportunity. And that's exactly what I'm saying as regards, you know, the people, as you say, that have been doing this for years. I mean, they've fought a lot of battles on our behalf. So let them put their feet up and enjoy a bit of quiet time. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that have it on their hearts that there's something that they want to do around this. And they might not even know it until they're hearing about these opportunities.
Yeah.
And through this happening, then, yeah, God can put it on their hearts or give them the solution to the thing that they've been praying for.
Yeah. So thinking about taking it home and perhaps putting this into practice, perhaps particularly with youngsters, how do we talk to our kids about thinking about vision, about what God might be doing with us in a new year? Do we do long-term thinking, or some youngsters too young to do that with? What do we think?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's, you're right. depends on the sort of age, I guess, with children, because obviously you've got little ones, you know, sort of like preschool, infant's age. It's very difficult to do stuff with them, you know, because obviously their attention span is very short. Whereas obviously, you know, later kids, you can plan a bit more and, you know, have a bit more input. I mean, how you manage that is really hard, I think, because like you say, doing stuff like Zoom and all that, they're not interested in it really, because obviously it's the attention span isn't there, is it? So it's about trying to make it as interesting as possible, I guess, and trying to be imaginative as well is probably the best thing really, isn't it, I guess. And a theme and a topic that you know might interest them as well. So because it you know, every child's different, isn't it? So I think that's what's key really. For me anyway.
Yeah.
I think,
and I mean, sorry, go on.
No, I was just gonna say that for those of you who have access to our Facebook page, Caroline, our youth and children's worker, put a bit of an activity sheet on this week, which had had some creative ways of being grateful for stuff from last year, but also giving space to youngsters to say what they didn't like about last year, and then a little bit of looking forward to this year of what they'd like to see happen. So if you'd like to have that conversation with the youngsters and you'd like a creative way of doing that, I think it's still on the Facebook page. You can download that. And if not, email me, tim@allsaints-wellington.org, and I can send it to you. Sorry, Sarah, you're going to say?
No, I was just going to say, could we not, those of us who have got children, want to try and find out, it's been a long time since my kids have been young, but just ask them. What sort of things do you, is there anything that you think, oh, it'd be great if we could do that with church and like this, and just ask them. Whether or not we're able to take everything they say as doable. I don't think Superman can suddenly pop up on screen, but you know what I mean? I don't know, Sean, you'd look good. You've already got a hat on. You look more like Wonder Woman with that above your head. But sorry, that's boring for the podcast. But I would say just have the conversation. And talking about conversation, Emmy's actually just put up that there's been a big conversation in their house about this week about lockdown and school. We wrote 5 rules we wanted to live this period through. One of these was love God. So there's a lot to be gained through having conversations, treating children like people rather than little things that run around and perhaps can't contribute much to the grown-up world. They so can, and they're so honest about it all as well.
Yeah. Sorry, Sean, were you going to say something else there?
No, I wasn't. I was just agreeing with Sarah, and obviously what Emmy said, you know, is the best way to find out is ask the kids, you know, ask them what they want, what they're interested in, because they're going to tell you, aren't they? So that's a good starting point, really, to be honest.
Yeah,
we can overthink things too much, can't we, as adults? You know, overthink it. You know, what do we need to tell them? Well, actually, they actually know kids, don't they? They know what they want and what they want to hear. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's helpful. Thank you. Anything else particular come up on the comments we need to?
I'm just looking. Lynn's just said that Eco Church have got lots of opportunities with kids and adults and the wider community, just to say for what to do moving forward. Emmy said something about not my idea, doesn't say whose idea it is. Unlike some of us that claim the best ideas too. Your favourite idea was your own.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Not my idea, but planning a celebration when we could meet again was really helpful last summer, and they loved doing it.
Yeah. Good thought. Now, normally, about this point, we'd have a bit of a story video or a testimony video from someone, and I haven't got organised to do that this week, for which I'm very sorry. But if you've got a testimony or a little bit of a story of how God's been at work in your life, and you'd like us to or you'd be willing for us to share it on Shift Church, please do send us. Just record it on your mobile, WhatsApp it to me, email it to me, 2 or 3 minutes, what the situation was, what God did, and what was different. Those are the three things we need in it. If you're a bit nervous about it and you want to do it as an interview, get in touch and we can record a Zoom chat and we can do that. But it's really encouraging. That's one of the things we said in our review. It's really encouraging when we can share real life stories of what a situation was, what God did, and what's different now. And that's really great. So if you've got testimonies you'd like to share, do get in touch. We haven't got one this week, I'm afraid. That's partly because I wasn't organised enough to ask anybody. That's my fault coming back from Christmas. But hopefully by next week, someone will have volunteered and that'd be great. But what we have got is some music. So we're going to have an opportunity to reflect a bit on the Bible passages, on what we've been talking about, perhaps give a little bit of space to God to prompt us with a word for this year, or something that we can look forward to while this is playing. And then straight out of this, Sean's going to lead us in a bit of a prayer and give us some space to pray together. Is that right, Sean?
Yes.
Great. Definitely. That's all right then. Excellent. I'm glad I got that right. I don't get everything right. There we go. I need to share that and I need to optimize that. Here we go.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ our King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. Before you, you silenced the bull.
So I'm going to pray now from the passage that we read from John 12. I'm going to use that the basis of our prayer for the coming year as we start Shift Church again, and thinking about what we've said tonight as well. So just want to lift to you now, Lord, as we said earlier, Elizabeth, who is not feeling very well, we just want to just lift her to you now and just ask that that you just put your healing power upon her, and that she would be feeling so much better, both mentally, spiritually, and physically, Lord. And we, as we read in this passage about in John, that Lazarus was there with Jesus, he had been healed, Lord, by you, raised from the dead. And Lord, we, as we think about this time, Lord, it's a real time of darkness, as we are locked down and not being able to go out and into the spaces that we talked about earlier, where we can be with you. And we just pray that you would just raise us up, Lord, raise us up so that we can cope with the situation, so that we can cope with having to be locked down. Lord, we thank you that is something that you desire for each of us, to be raised up, to be lifted up, to be able to walk with you and commune with you and just hear your voice, Lord, what you want to say to us for this year. And Lord, in the verse, it says that they reclined at the table with Jesus, Lord. And what a wonderful passage that is, that we can recline at the table with you as well, Lord. And we just pray that would be something that we can do at this time, that we can recline with you, we can rest in you, we can lean on you at this time, Lord, as we, in this time of lockdown, Lord, that we can know that you can bear our burdens, you can share our load. And we just pray that now for each one of us, Lord, at this time. And Lord, and also as we think about this, Mary using this expensive perfume to pour on Jesus' feet, Lord, we just ask that we would be able to do that in our time, Lord, that we would be able to give to you our time, our prayers, and our presence, Lord. We'd be able to give that to you, because that's all we can give, Lord. We can't give money or material things, Lord, but we can give of ourselves. And we just pray that this example of Mary will be something that we can do right now, Lord, as we seek to draw close to you now. Father, we just thank you that all these things are possible for us if we just trust you, if we just lean on you, if we just allow you to raise us up. And we just thank you thank you for this time now to meet together midweek, Lord, online. And we just pray that each person watching and listening would really be blessed by this time, and that your presence would be here right now for each one of us. We just thank you for that, Lord, now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, we pray also particularly this evening for Charlotte, who's not feeling too good right now and who needs to feel your presence close to her. Lord, I pray, we all pray, that she will come to understand that even in those times when you feel distant, you're always close. You never leave us, Lord. You're always close by. And Lord, I pray that the love that we all send her this evening, the prayers that we send to you, will help Charlotte to be comforted and help her to see that she's supported by you and all of us that love her as members of the same family of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sean. All good. So, yeah. So on into 2021. Yeah, Sean and Sarah are very excited by that.
Sorry, I was still in the space.
So was I, that's my excuse.
Good. So as we look forward over the coming weeks, we're going to be exploring our value. We're going to be exploring. One of our church values is exploring. So over the coming 5 or 6 weeks, we're going to be looking at different things about that. And next week, we're particularly focused on being Spirit-led. What does it mean to be led by the Holy Spirit? So we'll be able to have a good conversation about that. If you've got any thoughts in advance on that, and you want to stick them in the conversation, do email me, tim@allsaints-wellington.org.
Absolutely. Send it all in, because Shift isn't, whoever's on the screen, Shift is all of us.
Absolutely is.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, we're all part of the family.
Yeah, we are indeed. And as the year goes on, we'll be looking to expand the team. So if you're out there and you'd like to be on the screen joining the conversation live, let me know. We'll happily stick you on the rotor.
Yeah.
You know what church and helicopter has in common?
Oh, heck, here we go. Oh, it's got to be something to do with rotors now, you've said.
In the rotors.
I think that we ought to make this a regular spot, Tim. You ought to finish each Shift Church with the crumbliest, awfulest joke you can think of. It's quite good. Yeah, we'll take that one. Go on then.
You know, did you know that Yoda has a surname?
Does he? Does Yoda have a surname? What is it?
Yeah, what is it? Go on. Sorry?
What? It's Leihihu.
Leihihu.
Yoda Leihihu.
Oh. I think it might be time to say goodnight.
Yeah, goodbye, yeah.
I think so. On that note, God bless you all. Have a really good week.
Oh. And don't forget to send Tim some good jokes.
Yeah.
You all laughed.
No, we didn't laugh. We sort of, what's the word?
Cringed, I think, is the word.
Bye all. Have a blessed
bye
week.
Bye all, yeah.
Bye bye.
Thank you. See you guys.